Hi guys, welcome to today's episode of Perfect Minds. Sorry for the inconsistency. We promise to do better. We actually have a couple of interesting topics set aside for this purpose, but we have just not been able to talk about them. But soon, we're going to be dropping content back to back. I'm excited. I don't know if you are. So today, I'm going to be talking about PTSD, phone anxiety, how I developed phone anxiety. That was my own face of post-traumatic stress disorder. I won't say I have overcome it to some extent now, but still working on it gradually is a phase. But phone anxiety is actually brain sucking and exhausting. Now, I want to believe everybody knows that anxiety is actually also a mental health disorder. It's basically the fear of the unknown. You don't know why you're scared, and sometimes it comes as your heart beating fast, your palms sweating, your feet sweating, you shaking, your hands tweaking, and many other symptoms. So if you have any of these symptoms, then you know that is a form of anxiety. Now, how did I develop phone anxiety? Even me myself, I didn't know what it was. I just figured out that it was phone anxiety, and it was actually a very terrible phase for me, honestly. So this year has not ended. So yeah, let's just say this year, beginning of this year, has been quite challenging for my family. It has been highs and lows. So we've been receiving a lot of calls from different people, from different places, always calling. First, they were calling my dad, always calling my dad, and my dad has this really annoying ringing tone. Jesus Christ. Oh God. Hopefully I'm able to add that ringing tone to this podcast, because that ringing tone is very, very, very annoying, and it rings really loud at any time, midnight. And you know how quiet midnight could be. Imagine a phone ringing so loud at midnight. Everybody is definitely going to wake up. So it was stressing him out. So he got to a point, he started picking the calls that he wanted. So he was ignoring some, picking some. So you now see those ones that they were ignoring, that he was ignoring, they now migrated to my own side without my permission. Isn't that invasion of privacy? I do not know where these guys were getting my phone numbers from. Even the phone number that I think people do not have, only people that are very dear to me. I was shocked at how people actually even have that one more than my actual number. Help me. So I started getting calls from unknown numbers, and Truecaller was even actually bringing out their real names. It will bring out one funny name, and I'll be like, who is this one? And then you pick the call and say, I just wanted to shake it off. I just wanted to talk, check up on you. I just wanted to, okay, thank you very much. Fine, they were doing it out of a good heart, but at the same time, it was affecting me. It was stressing me out. So it got to a stage where whenever my phone rings, my heart starts to beat really fast. I get really scared, and even without checking who it was, my heart starts beating. When I check who it is and I see that it's a number, I do not pick it because I don't know what the person wants to say, and I'm really not even interested in whatever the person wants to say. I just wanted to have my life back with my phone. And then another person calls, and another person, even at odd hours. And I have to, you know, sometimes I'm sleeping and then my phone rings and I just wake from my sleep with scared. I wake up scared. And I'm like, and when I check the number, I'm like, who is this? I won't pick the call. Because at a point, I had to put off my... I have my MTN line and then my Airtel line. So I had to put off my MTN. Thinking nobody has my Airtel except my really close friends. Unfortunately for my thinking, I was thinking in the opposite direction. They actually have the Airtel more than even the MTN I switched off. So there was really no point. Then it got as bad as me hearing my ringing tone in my head. My ringtone started playing in my head. Even when my phone is not ringing. Even when I'm sleeping, I just feel that the phone is ringing. And then I wake up to check and I see that it is not ringing. And I was like, what's going on? What's happening? What's happening to me? I'm still in that phase. I'm still going through it. And that's why I ignore some calls sometimes and I pick some. But the heart beating has stopped. But the phone, the ringing tone is still there. Now, PTSD is very real. And it doesn't really come as nightmares or flashbacks. It could come as anxiety. Thank you for listening. Next week, we're going to be talking about boys don't cry, men's mental health. So I hope to get comments and feedback from you guys soon. Bye.